Well,
the main thing that's, well, I don't know, I could only really talk about our relationship with, like, of our music or British techno, whatever, in relationship to America, because a lot of the other countries in Europe don't really take any interest in what we do. So, and I think the reason why people like MTV and Rolling Stone, whatever, these big, whatever you call them, big media monoliths, whatever, they're quite getting interested in it, is the fact that these bands that are coming now, like Us and Underworld and all this sort of stuff, are bands that, as well as making music that can be played in clubs, also make music that exists on albums, and that, like, they play live as well. So I think it means a lot of people can understand it more than they could before, because it fits into those things that, of how you buy and view music.
Someone wrote in a magazine that just by dint of there being two of us or two of Orbital, we become a band rather than someone like Carl Craig who just works on our own people. And Daft Punk as well, you know, two people and it becomes a proper band kind of thing, and people have difficulty getting their heads around just one person.
Well, but Jean-Michel Jarre.
That's true. Yeah, there's always a rule to, exception to every rule. But I think that, you know, I think people, you know, Fast Starter and Born Slipping, Setting Sun of Records that kind of just work on, just for people in a pop way kind of thing, and that's just been useful for American stuff.
It's been useful.
For them, yeah.
Yeah, it's really just people making good records, I think.